Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio, a little bit after 9 on a Wednesday night. That means, and you are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie? Where's Becca?
Where is Becca?
What'd you do with Becca? Carrie is guest hosting tonight. How excited are you?
I'm wildly excited.
For our faithful listeners of our show, you know the name Carrie. You know she wrote the tagline at the end of the show. We give shout-outs.
I'm still waiting on my T-shirt for.
Yeah, good luck with that. This is, by the way, you guest hosting tonight. That's your T-shirt. It's more of an emotional T-shirt. Well, welcome. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
We have an amazing guest tonight, Ant. Ant is on the show tonight. Everybody knows who Ant is. We'll be welcoming Ant a little bit later on. Very excited about that. But first, there is nothing else to talk about today other than Prop 8. How are you feeling about Prop 8?
Well, I don't know.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's been such an evolution.
If you are hiding under a rock, come out from under your rock, because what happened yesterday, and normally all the gay stuff happens on Wednesday, but not this week. It happened yesterday. The California Supreme Court yesterday upheld a ballot measure, Prop 8, that amended the state constitution to deny marriage rights to lesbian gays. So that was the bad news, and that was a 6-1 ruling from the California Supreme Court. In the small glimmer of good news, and it is just a small glimmer of good news, they did vote 7-0. They voted unanimously to confirm the legality of the 18,000 California marriages that were conducted between the time of the previous judicial order and the November election when Prop 8 was voted down.
Right.
Not good.
Not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Do you tell your kids about Prop 8? Did we talk about it?
I didn't talk about the kids with that so much because it's pretty complicated legal stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think what's happened in California now that there was this referendum or Proposition 8 and the Constitution was changed, the court's hands are a little bit tied. And so the whole, you know, that's complicated stuff for a 6-year-old. That's complicated stuff for the rest of us.
Yeah, no, and that's the whole thing. It's kind of annoying that it is so complicated because this is not a complicated issue. Just give everyone the same rights. There were a lot of polls. All the gay polls this week were about Prop 8. So I will ask you, sitting in for Becca, responding to the polls. Poll one was, were you surprised by the California Supreme Court ruling upholding Proposition 8 marriage ban but confirming the legality of existing marriages? And your three choices are, or sorry, there were four choices. One of them's funny, though. No, this ruling is about what I expected. So you expected them to uphold Prop 8 but to keep those marriages legal. Yes, I thought that Prop 8 would be overturned. So yes, I was surprised. Yes, I was surprised. I thought Prop 8 would stand and existing marriages would be nullified. Or my favorite, no opinion. What are you going for?
Well, I don't know, because I think that the court's job is to uphold the Constitution.
Right.
And they may, in fact, be doing their job, and that it has to go back to the people to change the Constitution, which is a whole, you know, rigmarole.
It's a mess.
Did I just say rigmarole?
We use words like that. That's okay. Are you thinking that we only use one or two syllable words here on our show? What is it
no,
you think of us when you
I,
listen?
I thought
no, that was a good one.
Okay.
We don't use four
it
syllables all that
made me think of
much.
My mother.
Okay, we can delve into that a little bit later. I was not surprised. So 67% said, no, this ruling is about what I expected. 28% said, yes, I thought Prop 8 would be overturned. About 5% said, yes, I thought Prop 8 would stand and existing marriages would be nullified. So those were some Debbie Downers. Mm. And then my favorite, 1%. Had no opinion. I just want to talk to those
How
folks.
How can you have no opinion about it?
They had no opinion, and that
they are
was
living
that.
Under a rock.
They are living a little bit under the rock. Well, everybody is coming out and saying something now. The protests are going on in California. I will be headed to California tomorrow morning.
This is exciting.
It's very.
This
gosh,
has been a long time in coming.
It's been a long time coming. It's such a bizarre time to be going.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
adds a whole political bent to. I mean, the AIDS ride is inherently political, but certainly creates a different tenor. But Schwarzenegger came out, not out of the closet, but last night on the Tonight Show, he talked about Prop 8 with Jay Leno. He said that the state will support the court's decision and uphold Prop 8, but he also indicated it was a matter of time before it would be overturned. And Nancy Pelosi, who is from California. She deemed that the California Supreme Court's decision is, quote, deeply disappointing. And she said, quote, I have long fought for equality for all of California's families and will strongly support efforts to restore marriage equality in California so it can join the ranks of states such as Iowa and Vermont. So that, I mean, that's a big deal. That is the House Speaker. That's the Speaker of the House saying that. So there's a lot of support out there. We got to hold
just,
out a little bit.
It seems incredible that California, I think they just weren't paying attention when there was this big push, you know?
I was reading, I don't even know who had it on their Facebook status today, but someone said, why is everyone surprised? This was Reagan country. This is not. California has a lot of conservative parts to it. It's not just L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think of it that way because it's always, you know, blue when you look at the map during the election.
There's a lot of red parts. There's a lot of red parts. Yeah. So this is kind of an ironic song to be playing to start out, but we're going to start playing Ant's music. He's got some jaunty tunes, and how about we kick it off with some music?
Okay.
Oh, Madonna. We don't play much Madonna on this show. There's an assumption that we do. We don't. So that's some Madonna singing some
Madonna's
holiday.
Madonna's classic.
Madonna is classic, as requested by our guest tonight, Ant, who will be calling in a little bit. Can we do some good news? There is some good news
that's
out
awesome.
There. Over in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is now the next same-sex marriage battleground state. They have two competing bills going on at the same time, which I think competing bills are fun. The first bill would provide full and equal marriage rights to same-sex couples in Pennsylvania and would also recognize same-sex marriages conducted in other areas where they are legal. But they also have another bill going on at the same time to ban gay marriages.
They must be very confused in
yes.
Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania is another one of those states that has really liberal parts and really other parts. It has other parts to it. So that's going on. Very good news from Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. She will be announcing very shortly that gay American diplomats will be given benefits similar to those that their heterosexual counterparts enjoy. She sent out a notice saying that regulations that denied same-sex couples and their families the same rights and privileges that straight diplomats enjoyed are, quote, unfair and must end. That is a quote from Hillary Clinton.
Good,
we like quotes that are pretty certain.
Mm-hmm. Definitive.
Definitive. So among the benefits that will now be granted gay diplomats, they will get the right of domestic partners to hold diplomatic passports, government-paid travel for their partners and families to and from foreign posts, and the use of U.S. medical facilities abroad, which is good. It's nice to have that. In addition, gay diplomats' families will now be eligible for U.S. government emergency evacuations.
Well, that's good.
Apparently,
you have to get left behind.
Apparently, they weren't eligible for that before. In addition, training courses at the Foreign Service Institute. But I would like to highlight again, they will now be eligible for emergency evacuations. I just want to see what happened before that. I mean, I know you're wearing a ring, but I'm sorry. You have to stay here.
You have to stay here.
Sorry. You need to learn a new language because you're part of the coup and your partner will be evacuated. So that's hilarious. And in some mixed reactions, no one is exactly sure what to make of the new Supreme Court nominee.
Right?
What have you been reading about her?
Well, I think most of it from the liberal side is pretty positive.
Yeah.
But it does seem that she's not definitive.
They're not so sure what
she's
to make of her.
She's not definitive, yeah.
So, again,
on that whole gay issue.
In my happy place, wow, this is in my self-centered happy place, people come out of their rock just to listen to the show. So if you are coming out and this is your only source of news, first of all, that's really sad, but I enjoy it. So keep doing that. Let us be your source of news. Gay activists are reacting favorably to President Obama's pick of Federal Appeals Judge Sonia Sotomayor. Is that how we say
Sotomayor,
her name?
I think.
Sotomayor to fill the Supreme Court seat being vacated by Justice David Souter. Evan Wolfson, who was on our show back in January, this was his quote. Quote, from everything I know, she is an outstanding choice, fair and aware, open and judicious. I believe she has demonstrated commitment to principles of equal protection and inclusion that defines a good nominee to the Supreme Court. So that's really good. And then also, didn't someone else say something? Yes. In a statement issued by the National LGBT Bar Association, the group said that she not only meets but exceeds the organization's criteria for a nominee.
Good.
These are good things.
These are good things.
The other good thing is that now the other people, the spouses, the same-sex spouses of the diplomats will be eligible for evacuation. I'm really stuck on that. That's a very good thing. So we're happy about that. So there are things to balance out the prop hate, as it is being called.
I have a question for
go
you.
Go for it.
So now that you can get married in Vermont, what does that do to your civil union?
I don't really appreciate when guest hosts come on and ask me questions when I don't have the answers.
But I was thinking worried about that with the...
Keep in mind, your T-shirt hasn't arrived yet,
I'm putting it in jeopardy. I'm giving up on the T-shirt. And those of you out there who think for being the 400th member of the Facebook group are getting a T-shirt...
You will.
Not so much.
It's at $3.97. Please join our Facebook group. You can access it by searching for This Show Is So Gay on
then
Facebook.
Then Ken will have to order more shirts.
I will actually get one. I ordered two more. One for our tagline winner who is guest hosting tonight's show and one for the 400th member. And we've stalled out at $3.97, $3.98, so it's kind of silly. So tell two of your friends to join and then take their T-shirt. Faithful listeners out there.
Yes.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea what happens to our civil union.
There must have been some part of the legislation that dealt with that.
I don't know. We're going to ponder that as we listen to another song. Here we go. I think it's time to welcome a guest. Guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Look at that. All right, we got to introduce you. Ants has steadily climbed the comedy hill to become one of the most...
Oh, I'm going to really read that whole bio. Just say it's me.
It's Ants, everybody.
Hi.
It's Ants. You know who Ants is.
When you asked me to do this show...
Come on.
In the wake of everything that's going on in the world right now, especially here in California...
We don't have time for the bio.
The gays have taken to the streets, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe Adam Lambert losing really did all of this.
It did everything.
I can't get over. And then there's that whole thing about that gay marriage thing. But I'm like, Adam Lambert didn't win?
I didn't watch it that much. I know. Is that bad?
Click.
And
really, are you not American Idol? Are you not a fan of the show?
I did last season with David Cook and David Archuleta.
David Archuleta.
Yeah. I didn't really do this season. Carrie, you don't do American Idol, do you?
No.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, Carrie is like a true Vermonter. She doesn't do much of the
Is she wearing Birkenstocks right now?
No, but I do have on smart wool socks.
Yes, from Woolrich?
No, they're smart wool.
Oh, because, you know, I used to live in the area. Woolrich used to be the big brand.
They make my feet itch.
Your feet itch? Well, that's the wool.
That's why you have to wear smart wool. They don't make your feet itch. I'm going to send you a pair, Aunt. Because you're from New Hampshire, right?
Do it.
Yeah, no, she will do it.
I will.
You really will?
Yes.
I will, because if you don't know about smart wool socks, you absolutely
need
gonna
to. They're going to come in handy here in Los Angeles.
You can wear them with your Birkenstocks.
There you go.
I do have a pair of Birkenstocks. I got them as a gift from a lesbian. Isn't that funny? And she also taught me how to throw a Nerf football after it's been soaking in vodka in the freezer all night long.
Wow.
You lesbians are very handy. You can play your sports and drink at the same time.
See? Look at that. Right. Now, look out your window now. Is there a march? Is there a protest? What's going on out there?
No, there's an RTD bus dropping off some people.
Okay. So what's the mood out there?
You know, I think people are really sort of shocked.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that our Supreme Court was going to come back and say, you know what? Yeah, gay people are not equal.
Yeah.
I really just never in a million years would have ever thought that that would happen in my state, California.
Right.
I mean, Iowans are looking at us going, Trump, seriously. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I just can't, it's what's the saddest part about the whole thing is I got married right before all this. I got married on the 5th.
Oh,
and that
wow.
was the day that everything was sort of legal still and then not legal. So
right.
My marriage was deemed illegal. And then my partner died. And, you know, so I'm really, really, really attached to this issue. I think it's an important, important issue as far as equal rights go. I mean, a lot of people say that gay people want to rule the world and we want special rights. No, we just want to live in the world. And
exactly.
Have equal rights, really.
Exactly.
You know, and I just, and then it just bothers me when people go, it's a choice. And I just say to them, well, tell me then if it's a choice, then you could sleep with me. Theoretically, if it's a choice, that it wouldn't bother you.
Right.
And then they all go, well, no, that's not. Well, that's what you just said, though. If it's a choice for me, why isn't it a choice for you? So you're saying that you are gay as well. And that's when they start backtracking.
Pretty quickly.
It's not your fault.
Like, I didn't want Adam Lambert to win anyway. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't
Who's
my
Adam
choice.
Lambert?
Never seen that show.
Right.
I just watched Bravo. Oh, oops.
Yeah.
So,
so, you know, that's the mood out here is just really sort of somber and just sort of, we're just in sort of state of shock.
Yeah. Now, we're going to, Aunt, you probably didn't even know this, and I wouldn't expect you to, but we're going to hang out, you and I, in a couple days.
We're going to hang out in a couple days. Where?
On the AIDS ride.
Coming your way.
Are you doing it?
My partner is in the AIDS ride, and he's doing the AIDS ride, and I am working the breakfast and dinner crew.
Isn't that lovely?
He'll fix
lovely.
Your food.
I will fix your food. Come visit me on the dinner crew.
Ken will be
you
the only one without
so
a costume
sweet.
On.
I am. I'm doing a... When am I doing it? On the 4th, aren't I?
You are. I saw that on your website. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be there too. So, I mean, how do you think this is going to... Do you think this will lend a different tenor to the ride? I think it's such
an
interesting...
I think what it'll do is it'll energize people to be more active. It'll energize our base and just sort of say... people who are on the ride anyway are very active politically anyway, obviously, because they're on the ride.
Yeah.
You know, they're making a statement that in itself is a statement. But I think what it did is it'll. I know. I think it'll energize people. I know I am. I mean, I'm not just writing checks anymore.
Right.
Now I'm getting out there. I'm doing things. I'm being more visible. I'm being more vocal. You know, it's hard to hate me when you're my friend.
Right.
Right.
Well, but this
and
is
that's
the...
why you know coming out is so important. It's about our visibility.
Well, this is the big question. With all the disability, there were a ton of op-eds this week, and they've been growing and growing. We've been talking about them in the past couple weeks, and then they reached pretty much a fevered pitch in the past 24 hours, just about where is the visibility from the ally community. Now, Carrie is here. Carrie's guest hosting tonight. Carrie is our first ally guest host. Thank you, Carrie.
Of course.
Good job. But where is President Obama? And Lori Jean, who I hopefully will see in a few days, had a fantastic letter that I didn't even know that President Obama is in California today.
Yeah.
And so she wrote a great letter, and I'm just going to quote a little bit of it very quickly. Quote, "We know the country faces many serious challenges, and we strive to be patient, but we need your words, Mr. President. We also need your deeds. We expect you to fulfill the promises you made to us. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. taught us, justice too long delayed is justice denied." So the big question is, you know, we're out there, and the gay community is being so present, but where are the high-powered allies? How do we get them to join in, Ant?
Well, I think what you've got going on with the president is he's being, there's a lot of different, he's in a very precarious position because of who he is and the color of his skin, unfortunately, and he's being judged by a different standard,
right.
A standard that no other president has ever been judged by before. So while I agree with Lori Jean, and she and I are friends, and we're great friends, actually, you've got to call him to task. He said these things, and he got our vote based on what he said, and you know, what are you going to do now?
Right.
I will say this, though. I mean, he was on record as saying he believes marriage is between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was this Prop 8 was to make marriage legal between, you know, same-sex couples, and he has said he doesn't believe that that is the case. So right. I don't know really what he would do other than saying, you know, let's find another term or let's call it something different, or which is what I've been saying the whole time. I'm like, if you want to make marriage... You know, if you want to make marriage difficult, make for gay people, make divorce illegal.
Exactly.
I've been saying that for years. Make divorce illegal. I'd love to see that conversation with the Pope.
People are going to be really angry.
Right? Okay, are you absolutely sure you want this guy or this woman to be your... Because this is it.
This is a lifetime commitment.
Cut your head off.
Yeah.
There won't be very many marriages.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Yeah, but all of a sudden, DOMA, the repealing DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, I didn't actually know this until I read Lori Jean's letter today, that it's no longer on the White House website, that they've pulled that and they've scaled back the rhetoric on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So the frustration is growing.
There are changes afoot. Look,
in
my lifetime, I didn't think we were going to have a black president.
Right.
Right? In my lifetime, I never thought that gay marriage... the push for gay marriage would come as far as it has, ever.
Right.
So that alone right there says that we are making progress. You know, for me, you know, I'm widowed now.
Right.
It's so weird saying that. But for me, it's not really about marriage, or it's not really about don't ask, don't tell. For me, it's about there's a 13-year-old kid contemplating killing himself right now because 90% of the world says you're wrong and you're bad and you're filthy and you're dirt. For me, this is what that's about. It's about telling that kid, no, look at us. We're strong. We're fighting. We're visible. We're here for you. We're
Absolutely.
Your community. You just don't know it yet.
Mm.
So put the gun down or put those pills down because
you
are worth something. You are important.
And the tide is turning.
All it is for me. For me, that's the bigger picture.
Now, I made a promise to Becca, even though she's not here and she's in London, that I would never talk about this issue again, but she's not here. She's in London. Uh-huh. So I'm talking about it. You're from California. Can we talk about...
New Hampshire.
Well, but right now you're in California.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your beauty pageant representative?
Can we talk about Miss California?
Yes.
And what she said?
How do we feel about Miss California? Is she represent...
I love her.
I love her.
I think it's awesome. You know why? I know who she is.
Oh, really?
She has taken a stand.
Yeah.
And she said, this is who I am.
Yes.
I'm still your friend, but this is who I am, and you see me. This is not these people that are like, to your face, oh, my God, gays should have all the rights in the world, and they go to the polls, and they vote completely the opposite.
Mm.
You know, at least she had the strength and the fortitude to tell the truth.
That's what I think.
And I have a great respect for that.
And you saw it. You saw it in her eyes as soon as they pulled out from the bowl. Your next question is from Perez Hilton. You just saw it on her face. All right, well,
right.
There goes that sash.
Well, you know, she got to keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything wrong. And I don't have an issue with people that are not for gay marriage. Look, I'm not for everything in the world either. I mean, people are shocked when they find that I'm pro-life. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they're just shocked. They're like, well, you're gay. I'm like, just because I'm gay doesn't mean that my brain is exactly the same as everybody else's.
Right. All the other gay brains.
Right. So, you know, I mean, for me, it's we know who she is, and I respect that. She told the truth.
Yes.
You know, and then the gay community got all up in arms because she didn't have our opinion. Well, guess what? Not everybody's going to have our opinion.
Right.
Well, the irony being that she said almost word for word what President Obama said.
Well, that was how she literally saved herself. I thought, well, this woman is either brilliant or the people around her are brilliant.
Yeah.
When she basically said, you know, this is exactly what Barack Obama said, and you still voted for him.
Right.
Right.
Even more genius.
So what do you think about this? You know, we live here in Vermont. There's such a progressive sentiment that dominates the thinking here. I always get sort of feel like I'm smacked in the face when you hear of these closed-minded sentiments in the rest of the country, and you've been all over this country. So how do you assimilate the wide diversity in the different areas?
You know, that's a great question. I think I look at it like this. Actually, I know I look at it like this. You can't know great joy unless you know sorrow. Mm. You can't know love unless you have known, you know, loneliness. You can't know freedom unless you have been enslaved or chained or, you know, what have you. So when you have these people that are wanting to take something from you, especially something that has been hard fought and hard won,
mm-hmm.
you have a better respect for it, and you will go a lot further to protect it. So when I hear these sentiments and I see these sentiments, I'm always thankful first because I get to see where they're coming from. And then secondly, I get to stop and reflect, wow, this was a really hard-fought battle. This did not come easily.
Mm.
It was illegal for two men to dance together 30 years ago.
Right.
Right.
You know, so that's how I take that, you know.
Because in the bio...
Someone who is it that said, I may not agree with your opinion, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it.
Right.
You can't forget that.
Right.
Because in your bio that you didn't let me read... If folks don't know and haven't seen U.S. of Ant, you really have been all over the place. And there were a couple shows that I was a little nervous. I was thinking, oh, my God, I would never go there. I would be really nervous to go.
Desperate to get gay bashed for ratings.
So how close did you come?
Not close.
No?
But even, I didn't experience any real, I mean, you know, homophobia per se. Then I didn't encounter it anywhere. You know, and they literally dropped me off with the camera crew and said, okay, find the gay.
Good luck.
Like, where's the Hallmark store? That's where I'm going to start. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, it was, no, I mean, I just didn't really. I mean, I really think the country is sort of progressing a bit. You know, especially
that's
in
exciting.
Places where we were supposed to find, like, a lot of resistance and stuff to what we were doing. You know, I walked up to this guy who I thought was a Hell's Angel sitting on a motorcycle.
Right.
Right? Overweight, the gray beard, I mean, the whole, you know, the leather vest, the whole thing, right? I walked up, so walking towards him, the producer's in my ear going, what are you doing? Turn around, you're going to die. And I said to him, excuse me, I'm looking for the gay bars in town. Can you help me? And he said, what'd you say? I said, looking for the gay bars in town. Can you help me? And he said, let me call my brother. He's gay. I was like, you couldn't take a quick swing at me? Nothing.
Come on. We need the ratings.
But that's encouraging. That's encouraging.
No, it's a good thing. Although I have to say, I can't for the life of me remember where you were when you participated in, there was a Wiccan ceremony.
Ovette, Mississippi.
Your?
And I gave my promise. They made me the queen of Mississippi that night. I gave my promise to look out for the great state of Mississippi and to never disparage her, and I have kept that promise.
Your face during the Wiccan ceremony was priceless. It was priceless. It was just, it was so expressive and so...
I was excited.
It was great.
I was excited, one, because I'd never been to a Wiccan ceremony.
Right.
Two, they take it so seriously.
Yes.
That it's hard not to sort of get taken up in it, right? And then lastly, I kept thinking, oh, my Lord, if I turn into a toad, I better keep an eye on my hands and my feet. If I start getting gills and a flipper, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Well, they started leading you out to the woods, and I'm like, oh, God, this is Blair Witch. Here it goes. And I was really nervous.
I didn't even think. I was like going, who has breadcrumbs? I was like dropping boxes. I was like, oh, my Lord, where are we?
Where are we going?
Right.
That's so funny.
It turned out to be it's one of my favorite episodes.
No, that's a great one.
Montana is probably my favorite.
Going to Montana?
Yeah, that was my favorite. One of my favorite episodes. Montana and Alabama, probably my two favorites.
Look at you. See, you've been to Montana and Alabama now.
I almost ate off a dark iron skillet, you know, that hasn't been sanitized in weeks.
They oh, wow.
Like a cast iron skillet?
Oh, I was like, what is that?
We
is that
use
a weapon?
Those here
like,
in Vermont.
Eggs on it. And eat them? On purpose? Yes, I was like, okay, where's your Denny's?
You're not supposed to wash them. You're supposed to season them.
Oh, Carrie, you're so Vermont.
Chrissy's right. They don't wash them ever because that's the seasoning.
That's right. And then they are better than Teflon. Things don't stick to them.
Right, and then we wonder why we have swine flu.
It's from the cast iron.
Right?
I hope people are listening. The CDC, we have now figured it out. That's where it's coming from. All right, well, Ant, this is the part where you let everybody know you're going to do a little Ant psychoanalysis. Tell everybody, based on your song selections, what, because you picked some great songs.
I did.
You picked some great songs. So now we're going to run through them, and you're going to tell everyone what these songs say about Ant.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
No, we don't tell people.
Oh, great.
So
now I'm going,
so you can't think about it.
I hope I didn't pick a... Because people always talk about the songs they make love to. I'm like, oh, we listen to Luther, or we listen to... They're like, what do you listen to? I'm like, I listen to Melissa Manchester, Don't Cry Out Loud.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Send in the clowns. That's me. Yeah, no, we had Anne Nesipor on the show a few weeks back, and she was some of her songs were some pretty sexy songs that she was choosing. But so Holiday by Madonna, what does it say about Ant?
That is one of my favorite songs of all time because it is, at the end of the day, people are always good, and it's time to let your hair down and have a, and just live in life and just dance in life under the light of life's glow.
Look at that.
I just love that song, and then whenever I hear it, I always am just immediately put into a good mood. I'm put into a good space. It is the song of my heart.
Oh, right, you're starting off strong. You're starting off strong. And then you busted out with some expose.
I busted out with some expose. Come Go With Me, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Expose's Come Go With Me was the very first song I heard the very first time I walked into a gay bar.
Oh, my. Where was the gay bar?
The gay bar was called the Press Club in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's not there anymore.
Where is that from here, Carrie? I'm so not from here.
From where?
Manchester is on your way to Maine.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit away.
Well, no, Maine is in the way.
Okay, I forgot to mention I'm spatially handicapped. But you go through Manchester, right, to get to Maine, and that's where the airport is.
Oh, I need to get
it's
out
in that
more.
Direction.
I'm still new to this whole Vermont thing.
Do you drive
thing.
In from New York?
No, no. My partner and I moved up here about a year and a half ago.
And why?
I took a really
of the heifers.
Yes, for Tecumseh. I heard that there were cows marching down the street. No, I took a really good job.
Doing?
I'm the dean of students at Marlboro College.
Oh my God! My friend Karen Lefay went to Marlboro College.
Oh really?
Oh,
yes, she did.
Look at that! Yeah, no, I was
travel agent.
I could not pass it up, so finished up my PhD, moved up here, and now I'm a Vermonter. Apparently, I'm not really a Vermonter yet.
He'll never be a Vermonter.
I'll never be a Vermonter. That's not. Yes, I do have a PhD. I'm trying to get the darn thing published, Aunt. So. I wrote.
Do I call you Doctor Ken?
Yeah, when you come to the dinner line on June 4th, yes, yeah. Yes.
Now, how will I know what you look like? Will you be holding up a red scarf?
Oh, I should. I got to come up with something. Well, the problem is, I'm going to be. I'm
come up with an outfit, right?
Well, I'm going to be like the only person not in costume, Aunt, because I ordered all this stuff from Zazzle and it didn't arrive, and we're leaving tomorrow morning. So I'm going to be the chump who looks like I'm the New Yorker who's protesting the costumes.
Okay, tell me about the costume thing. This is a costume thing?
Apparently, yeah. Every night on the dinner crew is a different theme.
Oh, if it's just the dinner crew.
But yes.
Is everybody else dressing up?
No. This is just the roadies.
What size are you?
What He's size am I, Carrie? I'm a medium.
He's probably a medium.
I'm a medium.
How tall?
6'1".
He's pretty tall, though.
6'1".
And very dashing.
Thank you. I don't get that too often.
I have a costume for you.
All right.
Bring it on. If you bring me a costume, I will wear it.
Well, of course you will. That's why I would be bringing it.
He's trying to just...
New Yorkers are crazy people.
We're some crazy... I'm a crazy person. Okay, wait. We got to get back to your songs. You can't get out of the game. You're getting out of the game.
So that was Exposés, Come Go With Me.
Okay. And I know these songs have just... real importance to you. Seasons of Love and Faithfully.
Tell everyone about those songs.
Seasons of Love was a song that I dedicated to my partner who passed away on November 18th, this past November. It's just, the words just really spoke to me. I never listened to the words before of that song. It's been interesting.
Yeah.
And then the day he passed away, I was driving home from the hospital, and it was on the radio.
Mm. Oh.
The first song I played on the radio, and it spoke to me. So then I did a memorial tribute. If you go to my YouTube page, there's a memorial called I'm in Pain, So Much Pain, because I'm very dramatic. and you can watch the memorial, and you can see exactly what I mean by what amazing man he was. My YouTube page is youtube.com/user/antcomic, A-N-T-C-O-M-I-C.
Great.
They can watch the tribute, and the tribute is I'm in Pain, So Much Pain, or something like that. And you can see how the words just fit who he was and who we were together. It's just, I love that song.
And
the version I picked, by the way, was sung by the American Idol kids.
Oh, I don't know that I queued up that version.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. And it doesn't get much better than Faithfully, which pretty much speaks for itself.
Well, interestingly, Faithfully was a song that was for all the way from my prom days.
Oh.
And you know, I brought the fat girl to the prom, and she saved my ass.
Do you still talk to her?
Oh, Wendy Bennett. Of course, we're very good friends.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Oh, no, I'm very good friends with a lot of people from my high school, because at my reunion, I went up and I said, I win.
Yay.
Which was great.
Yay.
I win, and then I walked back and sat back down.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Isn't that funny?
That's fantastic.
I didn't know what else to say, but I thought, you know what? That pretty much covers it all.
It covers it. Yeah. It covers it.
I got rich and famous. I win. but you know what, though? Wendy and I stayed friends, and she is just a lovely, lovely... She's a big, big mucky muck at Tyson Foods.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, Aunt... I don't know Last Comic Standing that well. That's never been one of my shows, but...
So far, you don't know Idol.
No, wait.
You know who you're talking to? A Mario Cantone?
I actually remember when Mario Cantone used to host some sort of cartoony show on Channel 9 in New York.
Steampipe Alley.
Steampipe Alley. Oh, my gosh, I'm having flashbacks. But let me tell you, can I make up for it? I am obsessed with Celebrity Fit Club.
Obsessed?
I adore Celebrity
and
Fit Club.
What do you want to know about Dustin Diamond?
You know, I don't know that I do. I would rather hear just how cool Marsha Brady was.
Oh. My life, my arm, my soul. I love her.
She was fantastic.
Well, amazing person. Carney Wilson, amazing person.
Kim Coles seemed amazing.
Kim Coles and I have been friends for years.
Oh, she's great.
She and I did actually Celebrity Poker together.
Yes, you're very good at the poker.
You know, neither one of us are good poker players.
Oh, you're pretty good at the poker.
Free private jet tour to Vegas.
Okay. Mm. That works.
No, I actually am a very good poker player.
Yeah.
I love it.
Who else do I love? Chastity Bono I thought was fantastic.
Chastity, what an amazing soul. I mean, to have Cher as your mom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to do a number on people.
A little bit. A little bit.
She has so much poise and so much grace. And so much self-awareness, and she's got a good sense of who she is, that she's really, truly, she's inspiring.
Can I tell you who I was intimidated by, though?
Who?
Tina Yothers.
Really?
Yes. She was just busting out and breaking down walls, and I was a little nervous around her.
Well, here's the thing with Tina. Tina's a type A personality.
Yeah.
She's a singer. She's in a band, and she's in an all-male world. I mean, the business she's in is a man's world, kind of. I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, that's... So she sort of behaves the way that successful women should behave, I believe. And, you know, God bless her for it. She is a strong woman. Now, I had to say, ha-ha-ha, honey, slow down. There's only one big girl on this set, and it's me.
There you go.
Right?
So am I making up for a little bit that I haven't seen The Idol? I'm obsessed with Celebrity Fit Club.
Obsessed? You know what? I have never seen the show.
Oh, come on.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I've never... Is that weird?
It's a little weird.
It's a lot weird.
It's a little weird. You've never seen The Look?
I think I sound gay.
No, you don't. Although The Look...
Okay, and does this fat make me look heavy?
The look that you give at the end, and remember, tell everyone your parting line of every show.
I'll do it for you.
Yes.
Good luck. don't cheat. And remember, the scales don't lie.
Yes.
Good night.
I know. Every time I'm
under the fountain, where apparently I live under the fountain.
That's. I just assume that's where you live.
Everybody says, where do you live in the fountain? Like Gunnar Nelson was on the show. Do you live in the fountain? I was like, it's a two-bedroom. Do you want... You know, back many years ago, about 8 years ago, I was homeless.
Oh,
and really? I used to live under a bridge. But before I lived under this bridge, I lived in a chicken coop. And I had $45 a month rent for this chicken coop. I ultimately got evicted from this chicken coop, but I couldn't even afford the rent. I had to have a roommate. Is that sad?
It's a little sad. It's a little sad.
It's a true story, though.
It's like a Vermont story.
It is. It's like
in a chicken coop.
When you give that parting line each and every time, I have to take a pause to remind myself, oh my God, I'm on the show. Wait a second. I'm not on the show. I have this second where I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go work.
Kent, you're next. Step up. Go weigh in.
Yes. And I get really nervous. I'm like, oh crap, the scales don't lie.
Ben and Jerry's when you say
and you
that.
Know what I get nervous about too? I'm like, oh God, please don't gain anything. Please don't gain. And it's not because they've gained weight. Because 1 year we had somebody who actually gained weight and won the show.
Wait, who did that?
Countess Vaughn.
Oh.
She gained, at the end of the show, she was fatter than when she got there, and she won all the cash and prizes because her team
won.
Tripled up their efforts, and they picked up her slack.
I don't think I watched that season.
That was devastating for me. I was like, wait a minute. You mean you can come on the weight loss show, gain weight, and still go home with $250,000? How do I sign up?
Wait, you're being unbelievably generous with your time, and I have one more question for you. Because now I'm kind of interested by this. Is it difficult being, we've talked a lot on the show in the past about gay men and body image, and you are a gay man hosting a show about body image.
Mm-hmm.
Is that difficult in any way?
Well, you know, I'll equate it to this. Last season, I was a judge on Last Comic Standing.
Yes.
And NBC called me and they said, we want to pay you $50,000 to be a judge. I said, hold on a second. I'm a gay man. You want to pay me to pass judgment on others? I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sort of the same thing. I think VH1 hired me because I was empathetic because I used to weigh 236 pounds.
Okay.
Mm.
So, you know, I've been there before, so I understand what they're going through. And I also know the excuses, and I know when people are telling the truth. And,
right.
You know. But I think more so that I sort of had a sense of empathy. And, you know, people go, hey, you know, you're really tough on some weeks and other weeks you're not. And you're, you know, they're best buds and stuff. And it's like, look, you know, they're going to pull everything they can not to do the work.
Right.
And they do.
Hmm.
They try everything they can not to do the work. And I've been there. So, you know, is it difficult? Yeah. When I go out to a restaurant, I can't have dessert because there's always somebody there willing to say something or take a photo or
inquire
or whatever it is. You know, so I'm very cautious of that kind of stuff. But if I really wanted the dessert, would I have it? Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Now I feel better. I was nervous because I couldn't. I would be nervous hosting that show. I think that would be really difficult.
If you saw the paycheck, you'd be so not nervous.
Okay.
you'd get right over it.
For?
Well, come on, Ant. I mean, I'm hosting a community radio station. You think the paycheck's not...
Community?
Oh, yeah.
You mean so straight people aren't allowed to listen to it? They just turn it off?
I think a lot of people do.
To the straight people. That's how you know it's gay days at Disneyland, by the way. Although Five Leather Queens in a Teacup was not Walt's idea of the happiest place on Earth.
No,
however, I will say, though, at gay day at Disneyland, they never say keep your arms and feet, you know, in the cars. That's the one. They never say it. Stand up if you'd like. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. That's not good. And it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You didn't let us read your
book. I'm so thrilled that you got to see a different side of me. I wasn't cracking jokes every 2 seconds.
Well, no. I'm thrilled that we brought out that side of you. Tell everyone one more time, where's the website? Where should people be going? They're already going there, but...
comic.com.
Okay.
And from there, they can click on Ant Rant, and that takes them to my blog and links to all my other pages all around the... Oh, from my Twitter to my YouTube to MySpace, Facebook, all of those things. And I do a daily blog, which garners over 1 million viewers
every single
month.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they can keep track of the ant colony. They can meet some great friends, meet a partner, keep up with me, get discounts, deals, and stuff, and enlightenment, and learning about the secrets of life through each other's shared experiences, which is my favorite part of the colony blog, which is there's so many people that participate. You grow and you learn, and you just see life in a whole different way. It's changed my life.
It's and you know this, but to say it for everyone, I hope you know this. You're changing other people's lives.
You know, I get these emails from kids that say, "You're my hero," and I used to be very uncomfortable by that. I didn't understand. Like, I never thought I was like a hero. All I am is one man, just living my life, living my life the way I think I ought to be able to without your permission.
Mm.
Period. The end. And I've always been that way, and I've ruffled a lot of feathers because of it. But so when kids write to me, I always just say the same thing, and I just say, be who you are.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Never make an excuse for it, and always be honest, because people cannot harm you if you tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to harm.
Yeah.
I wear a wig. I tell people, I wear a wig. They're like, why do you tell people that? Because I don't want them to come back to me and find out and go, oh, Aunt's wearing a piece.
Right.
So now I'm like, it's a wig. Why do you ask? I think it's hilarious. It puts the, now they're the ones that are uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, where do we go with this?
Well, I have to tell you, we are so thankful that you are who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is so sweet.
We really are.
I didn't sound very sincere, though. Did that sound sincere from you? Say it again.
Ant,
yes.
Remember, the scales... Oh, I'm sorry. No, Ant.
Oh, you from... Okay, go ahead, say it again. Hold on. Let me get in my position. Hi, honey.
Ant. Okay. Ant. I'm tilting my head to the side.
He is.
I have a boyfriend, honey. Stop hitting on me.
Okay. He's blushing a little.
I am blushing a little bit. He's bringing me a costume. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I'm going to bring you a costume. I don't know if you'll fit in it, but I'll bring it.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm all... No, and...
Midget. I'm not very tall.
It's fine. I'm going to pull it off. Whatever it is, I'm going to pull it off.
Well, it's a one piece, so if you can't... If it won't fit, it won't fit.
Oh, my. I don't think
maybe
I've ever...
you could cut the feet out and he could...
Do you wear underwear, by the way?
I do, yes.
Every day?
Do I wear underwear every day? Yes.
Oh, because you have a PhD. Is that why?
Required. It's part of it. As a dean, I am required to wear underwear.
They check.
Is it seriously?
No, but...
I was like, wow, I'd love to see that contract.
You should say it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
You can't fraternize with the students or anything, right?
No, I do not. And it's...
And
it's
how about your partner? Can he?
He does not.
No, can
he? Better not.
He... could, Andrew, don't, if you're listening, but and you should be listening, but yeah, no, I think he theoretically could. It's tough, because I'm not that much older than they are.
When you took the dean of students, you had to uproot your whole family. You brought Andrew here.
Yes.
Mm.
How is he with all this?
He is much more Vermont than I am.
What does that mean? He eats granola naked on a mountain?
Yes. Or at least on the deck. No, he is... Right, Carrie?
Granola he made himself.
Yes, granola he made himself.
Oh, and, that's good.
Yes. No, he's good. He's good.
He's amazing, actually.
Andrew is much more Vermont.
If you say he works at, like, an apple orchard, he makes maple syrup.
Well, and it's so funny that you say that, because we just bought a house recently, and we had someone over to the property to look at the trees, because we need to take down some of the trees. And I came home, and he was just beaming ear to ear. And I'm like, what's up? What's going on, Andrew? Did we win something? And apparently we did, because two of the trees are maple trees.
Oh,
and I've never seen him smile so big. He's like, we can do syrup.
He's gonna tap the trees and everything.
Apparently.
And boil the syrup on
you
his
guys,
stovetop.
I have to be invited for the boil down.
Oh, yeah. We would love to have you to the boil down. I mean, I'll be over at Trader Joe's, but, you know.
Love that. I mean, I buy my Vermont, I buy all my syrups from Vermont, and I also buy honey from Vermont as well.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But you have to come to Strolling of the Heifers.
No, well, he's going to be still, in California.
Somebody invited me to the Testicle Festival.
Ooh.
In Oregon. And I thought, well, what do you need to get in, first of all? That's like, and they're like, no, it's this whole festival where that's what they do, and they're from, I don't know what animal they get them from.
Wow.
And I didn't really, really
what
care to know.
What do they do with them?
Because unless I've dated it, I really don't want those in my mouth.
But right.
I said, that's disgusting. They have a whole festival. I said, at least they made it rhyme.
Yeah, well, isn't that important?
Testicle festival. I mean, you can't. You know, well, that was like, look, we got these testicles, and we're going to have a big cookout.
Yeah.
Call this event. We'll and call it the Testicle Festival. I thought, wow, that's pretty good.
And I hate saying this, but it does just roll off the tongue, doesn't it?
In Oregon,
hilarious.
Huh?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Good times, good times. So, Ant, I will see you in a couple days. And
go stroll with the heifer.
Well, we're going to miss it because it's at the same time as the AIDS rabbit. Carrie, you're going?
I'm gonna
you're bringing your kids?
Ken and Andrew.
Website so we can see you.
Yes.
I'll take pictures.
Oh, absolutely. Take pictures.
I'll take pictures.
Take pictures, Carrie.
They're actual cows walk down the street.
You know, it's actual cows. They truly. And it's like for fertility or something?
It's an agricultural festival.
Oh, it's an agricultural festival, Aunt.
Well, I think it is for fertility. I mean, look at India.
There you go. It's working.
Second largest country in the world. Hello?
And Vermont is right behind him, apparently.
China.
Oh.
Look, this whole Prop 8 thing, then I'm going to go.
Okay.
This whole Prop 8 thing got me thinking, all right? Why do I want to live here when I could move to China? There's, what, 3 billion people in China? If 10% of them are gay, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of gay.
That's a lot of gay.
A lot better.
We could have our own dynasty. We could be the Hung Dynasty. Try to feel I'm here all week. Love you guys.
And in all sincerity, we truly are thankful for everything that you're doing. Yeah. So looking forward to seeing you in a couple days. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Forget.
Fantastic.
Have fun in California.
Thanks, Aunt. We'll see you soon.
We'll shoot some heifers here, too, for you.
That's a whole different game in California.
I'm sending you socks.
Kirstie Alley, get out here. All right. Love you guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Aunt.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Gosh, what a gay, great, oh, I almost just said what a gay guest.
What
and yes,
great,
what a gay guest, but what a great, fantastic guest.
Yeah,
Aunt, you are an
really
absolute
wonderful.
Pleasure. Do you have a shout out
what
to
a
do?
A fascinating man. I do. I want to say hello to my incredible, amazing, wonderful, delightful, and fun children, Maggie, Jackson, and Lily.
You know who I actually babysat for last week?
Wait, it was Maggie, Jackson,
yes,
and Lily.
Yes, we did. We divvied them up. Andrew took Lily. I took Jackson. I got the easier deal because Jackson went right to bed.
Yeah, and for all of you listeners out there, Ken and Andrew got high marks in the babysitting
Yay.
Department.
So
they were great.
Hire us. So that's pretty much it, folks. We are going to be off next week because I'm off on the AIDS ride, and Becca will still be away, but we will be returning. There are a number, if you are in the area, there are some great, great gay events that you absolutely want to check out. I want to let you know that on June 17th, we're going to be having on our show Jason Lorber, who is a comedian, actor, gay dad, and Vermont state representative, and he is going to be in Brattleboro on Thursday, June 4th, teaching an improv workshop for lawyers. So lawyers who attend will get 3 CLE credits. And Jason even says, I have no idea what that means, but if you're a lawyer, you know what that means. So you should contact the Vermont Bar Association or hop onto VermontComedy.com. And then also on June 5th, there's the opening of the Grassroots Wall at the Hooker Dunham Theater from 5 to 7 p.m. with a Stonewall installation followed by Queer Tales, a GLBTQ literary evening in the theater. So if you're listening to this over in Iowa, or we have guests all over, we have listeners all over the U.S., you can't go to this because you're not around. But if you travel in, they would love to have you. So it's some local flavor for you. Carrie,
an
absolute pleasure having you guest host. You did a fantastic job.
Oh, you're too kind.
I hope you enjoyed your T-shirt.
About that T-shirt.
And that's pretty much it for us, folks. So have a fantastic week. I will bring you tales from the AIDS ride when we return in a few weeks. And when you're out there, folks, living your life, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?